So one of the River Murray businesses adversely affected by the floods taking part in the River Revival Tourism Voucher Scheme, already proving to be hugely successful. Tens of thousands of people have jumped on board to enter into the ballot, which is open until tomorrow evening. Now, Kelly Coon from award-winning Juggle House Experiences joins us on the line. Hi, Kelly. Good to finally be able to get back out there.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you. Yes, it is great to be back in business, and we have continued all this while, but as you just said, sunshine and roller coaster and gloomy periods amongst it. So we are very excited to be a part of this voucher revival program and look forward to be able to welcoming people back to the river in its full glory.
Indeed. We were encouraging people to go and see it in flood, of course, and to try and help some of those smaller businesses as best they could through the floods. But now that it's subsided and cleanup has begun, how are people coming back to the river?
Yes, as you said, at the height of it, it was fascinating to see, and we still have long-lasting benefits of the health of the Murray River, but the businesses in the last 5 months have suffered great downturns. So it's wonderful to be able to get people back self-drive, and in particular my business is a group operation, so we are able to have a local person on board the tour and show people the effects of the flood, as I said, environmentally, but also some of the damage that's been done, and there's lots of people that need help along the way.
How has the flooding affected your business, Kelly?
We've seen a great downturn over the last few months in particular. February was really quiet for a lot of people. And being a tour operator, my business connects with other businesses. So we visit Swan Reach Hotel, for example, Bow Hill Store, Nort Nort, the Aboriginal Archaeological Site in this area. Some of those folks have been very significantly hurt once people went back to work. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, January, December, everyone was up this way, but February was incredibly quiet. So it sees a flow-on effect for a lot of other businesses, like people that supply fuel to our vehicles, for example, and ice, you know, the fruit and veg shop in Murray Bridge that supplies these stores as well. So lots of different I guess areas that really need a really fast cash injection, and that's what these vouchers are looking to achieve.
It's the largest tourism voucher scheme for regional South Australia ever, and it seems the numbers from yesterday indicate that people are very keen to get up and be a part of it. Those numbers must be encouraging, and have we had any phones ringing off the hooks yet?
We have had lots of inquiries, which is great. We have, over these periods of time, heard the Office of Help from the cries of South Australians that want to come back and rally and support us. So the numbers were 5,000 in the first 5 minutes, the Premier reported yesterday morning, 66,000 at the close of business yesterday. So there's 25,000 vouchers in this round, and it's certainly got to be in it to win it. So it's really incredibly encouraging to us to know that people would like to come back and provide aid to the businesses. And it also helps people become ambassadors, like we saw in COVID, people travelling about in their state and discovering and unearthing treasures that they didn't know were in existence before. It helps them really delve into the secrets of the place and help when their friends and family come to visit another time.
Talking River Revival Tourism Vouchers with Kelly Coon from Juggle House Experiences. So tell us about the tours that will be on offer from your business in this, you know, voucher scheme.
Thank you. Yeah, we have the Dark Sky Gold Stars Sunset Dinner. So we travel to the International Dark Sky Reserve. So this is really exciting, and it is gaining traction, and certainly before the floods was really getting popular, especially now that the international borders have been opened. So for our tour, that one is the popular signature, I guess you could say. We go to Aboriginal sites, Nort Nort up near Neil Doty, to the Swan Reach Hotel for a dinner and a presentation on the Dark Sky Reserve, and then meet an astronomer on the cliff top showcasing the beautiful stars. So that's the number one. Our new one is a bit of an experiment, I would say, where we're getting people to self-drive to Walker Flat and come for the astronomy-only session. That one's $99 and $50 experience off, so $49 for a great insight looking through our powerful telescope. And the other one is the Murray River Highlights Tour, and that's a day trip essentially of what I've just explained, adding in a cruise as well on the river, mainly with Four Knots Cruises, so a really reputable tour operator there. So yeah, very excited about the three experiences, and because we get to showcase other businesses, it's a great way of spreading the love through the area.
A lot of businesses in the region who have been doing it for a long time and know what to do and where to take you and what to show you. And if you get one of these wonderful vouchers in the lottery, then maybe you want to experience it sooner rather than later. Get up and do that. We encourage you to. And hopefully people like Kelly will be able to take you and show you an amazing part of our world. Kelly, thank you for being a part of our wonderful area and showing so many more people just how lucky we are to live here.
It's very greatly appreciated today. Thank you, Adam. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Kelly.